The next skill I want to focus on in the collaboration task section is action and accountability. Now, action and accountability is about how learning happens for the people you're coaching. By having action, they generate energy and information, and through interaction with that energy and information, they gain insight and learning, and they also change their experience of the world in which they live, and that includes everything that's in their world, their relationships, their job, their work, their relationship with themselves, and so on. So, action and accountability is, as I've said before, often misinterpreted as being a sort of kind of stick, if you like, to goad our clients into change or to prod them into change, and we don't want to be looking at it like that at all. What is interesting about the wellness context is that there's a bit of a paradox that shows up. When you first start working with people, they often don't have many resources, or they don't feel like that they have access to many personal resources. They can sometimes feel be volatile, they can sometimes be easily triggered, they can often be very full of all sorts of different emotions that are perhaps changing, or they can be stuck in one very deep emotional experience. And so, in that rocky, bumpy, volatile stage, direction is sought, and we use with our coaching action and accountability to start building up the learning journey for them, and so from that, the change journey as well. But often in those early stages, we have to tread carefully because the degree to which we can challenge our clients, or I'd like to use another word perhaps because challenge can be a bit of a primed word, the degree to which we can call them forth into their fullest life can be something that we want to be careful about in the sense that we have to be aware that they may not yet be able to take many big strides or meet a very big calling forth experience that you might give them. Now, that ironically, or paradoxically, should I say, changes in the wellness perspective or point of view, because by the time people have come through that recovery stage and they've come through to the wellness stage where they've now got, as I said before, they've got an understanding and they know how to manage things, how to change things, their confidence is built, they're more connected with a sense of self. Who am I? What am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? Why am I on the planet? All these kinds of questions have been put into the mix of their lives. They have become resilient. They have become more resilient around this recovery process. And so, ironically, they are now in a much more robust position to be called forth in ways that perhaps you would never have been able to have called them forth in earlier parts of your coaching relationship. We can then be more daring, if you like. We can be more robust with how we make requests of our clients, and requests, of course, are around action and accountability. So when we make a request of our clients, we are asking them to consider taking an action to around which and for which accountability will be created. So we can, in the wellness context, actually redesign with them agreements around, if you like, a more robust style of coaching that respects and communicates to them that we actually see them and experience them as actually now being able to cope with that kind of coaching calling forth. So, in the design process, which I referred to earlier, there is a case for including this conscious redesign around action and accountability.